Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, Chapter 9, Lord Chaitanya's Travels to the Holy Places. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next arrived at the banks of the river Tapi. After bathing there, he went to Mahishmatipur. While there, he saw many holy places on the banks of the river Narmada. The Lord next arrived at Dhanurastirtha, where he took his bath in the river Navindya. He then arrived at Rishimukha Mountain and then went to Dandakaranya. Within the Dandakaranya forest, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then visited a place called Saptatala. The seven palm trees there were very old, very bulky, and very high. Prabhupada explains in his purport that the name Saptatala is mentioned in the Kishkandya section of the Ramayana and is described as the 11th and 12th chapters of that section. Upon seeing the seven palm trees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced them. As a result, they all returned to Vaikuntha Loka, the spiritual world. After the seven palm trees had departed for Vaikuntha, everyone was astonished to see that they were gone. The people then began to say, "This sannyasi called Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be an incarnation of Lord Ramachandra. Only Lord Ramachandra has the power to send seven palm trees to the spiritual Vaikuntha planets." Eventually, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at a lake known as Pampa, where he took his bath. He then went to a place called Pansavati, where he rested. Prabhupada explains in his purport as follows. According to some, the old name of the Tungabhadra River was Pamba. According to others, Vijayanagar, the capital of the state, was known as Pampatirtha. According to still others, the lake near Anagundi in the direction of Hyderabad is Pampasarov. The river Tungabhadra also flows through there. There are many different opinions about the lake called Pampa Sarova. Continuing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then visited Nasik, where he saw the deity of Triambaka, Lord Shiva. He then went to Brahmagiri and then to Kusavarta, the source of the river Godavari. After visiting many other holy places, the Lord went to Sapta Godavari. At last, he returned to Vidyanagara. Prabhupada's short purport. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled from the source of the Godavari River and eventually visited the northern side of Hyderabad state. He finally arrived at the state of Kalinga. When Ramananda Roy heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had arrived, he was very pleased and he immediately went to see him. When Ramananda Roy fell flat, touching the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord immediately raised him to his feet and embraced him. In great ecstatic love, they both began to cry, and thus their minds were slackened. After some time, they regained their senses and sat together to discuss various topics. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Ramananda Roy a vivid description of his travels to the holy places, and he told him how he had acquired the two books named Krishna Karnamrita and Brahma Samhita. The Lord delivered the books to Ramananda Roy. The Lord said, "Whatever you have told me about devotional service is all supported by these two books." Ramananda Roy was very happy to receive these books. He tasted their contents along with the Lord and made a copy of each. News spread in the village of Vidyanagara about the arrival of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and everyone came to see him once again. After seeing the people who gathered there, Sri Ramananda Roy returned to his own home. At noon, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up to take his lunch. Sri Ramananda Roy returned at night, and he and the Lord discussed topics concerning Krishna. Thus they passed the night. Ramananda Roy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed Krishna day and night, and thus they passed from 5 to 7 days in great happiness. Ramananda Roy said, My dear Lord, with your permission, I have already written a letter to the king with great humility, and the king has already given me an order to return to Jagannath Puri, and I am making arrangements to do this. Prabhu kahe, eta mora e namite agamana, toma lai nila chale kariba gamana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, it is for this purpose alone that I have returned. I want to take you with me to Jagannath Puri. Rai kahe, Prabhu, age chale nila chale, mora sange hati gora, sanya kola hale. Ramananda Roy said, my dear Lord, it is better that you proceed to Jagannath Puri alone, because with me there will be many horses, elephants, and soldiers, all roaring tumultuously. I shall make arrangements within 10 days. Following you, I shall go to Nalatsala without delay. Giving orders to Ramananda Roy to come to Nalatsala, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed for Jagannath Puri with great pleasure. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned by the same road he had formerly taken to Vidyanagara, and all the Vaishnavas along the way saw him again. Wherever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, the holy name of Sri Hari was vibrated, and seeing this, the Lord became very happy. When the Lord reached Lalanath, he sent his assistant Krishnadas ahead to call for Nityananda Prabhu and other personal associates. As soon as Nityananda Prabhu received news of the arrival of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he immediately got up and started out to see him. Indeed, he was very impatient in his great ecstasy. Sri Nityananda Rai, Jagannanda, Damodar Pandit, and Mukunda all became ecstatic in their happiness, and dancing along the way, they went to meet the Lord. Gopinath Acharya also went in a very happy mood. They all went to meet the Lord, and they finally contacted him on the way. The Lord was also filled with ecstatic love, and he embraced them all out of their love. They began to cry with pleasure. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also went to see the Lord with great pleasure, and he met him on the beach by the sea. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya fell down at the lotus feet of the Lord, and the Lord pulled him up and embraced him. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya cried in great ecstatic love. Then the Lord, accompanied by them all, went to the temple of Jagannath. Due to ecstatic love experienced upon visiting Lord Jagannath, inundations of trembling, perspiration, tears, and jubilation swept the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and chanted. At that time, all the intendants and priests came to offer him a garland and the remnants of Lord Jagannath's food. Srila Prabhupada's short purport. Those who are the priests engaged in Lord Jagannath's service are called pandas or pandits. Then they are Brahmins. The attendants who look after the temple's external affairs are called palas. The priests and attendants went together to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mala prasada pan prabhu srishtira haila jagannathera sevaka saba anande melila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became patient after receiving the garlands and prasad of Lord Jagannath. All the servants of Lord Jagannath met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great pleasure. Afterwards, Kazi Misra came and fell down at the lotus feet of the Lord, and the Lord respectfully embraced him. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then took the Lord with him to his home, saying, today's luncheon will be at my house, my home. In this way, he invited the Lord. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya brought various types of food remnants that had been left by Lord Jagannath. He brought all kinds of cakes and condensed milk preparations. Accompanied by all his associates, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house and took his noon lunch there. After offering food to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya made him lie down to rest and he personally began to massage the legs of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then sent Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to take his lunch, and the Lord remained that night in his home just to please him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates remained with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. They all stayed awake the entire night as the Lord spoke of his pilgrimage. The Lord told Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "I have traveled to many holy places, but I could not find a Vaishnava as good as you anywhere." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, "I received much pleasure from the talks of Ramananda Roy." And the Bhattacharya replied, "For this reason, I requested that you meet him." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada's purport. In the Chaitanya Chandradaya, beginning of the eighth act, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "Sarvabhauma, I have traveled to many holy places, but I cannot find a Vaishnava as good as you anywhere. However, I must admit that Ramananda Roy is wonderful." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replies, "Therefore, my lord, I requested that you see him." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then says, "There are, of course, many Vaishnavas in these holy places, and most of them worship Lord Narayan. Others, who are called Tattvavadis, are also Lakshmi Narayan worshippers, but they do not belong to the pure Vaishnava cult. There are many worshippers of Lord Shiva, and there are many other atheists. Regardless, my dear Bhattacharya, I very much like Ramananda Roy and his opinions." Continuing, "Thus, I have ended my narration about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pilgrimage, describing it in brief. It cannot be described very broadly." Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur points out that in the 74th verse of this chapter, it is stated that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the temple of Siala Bhairavi. But actually, at Siali, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the temple of Sri Bhuvaraha near Siali and Chidambaram. There's a temple known as Sri Muslim. In this temple, there's a deity of Sri Bhuvaraha. In the jurisdiction of Chidambaram, there's a district known as Southern Arkata. The town of Siali is in that district. There's a temple of Sri Bhuvaraha Dev nearby, not Bhairava Devi. This is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's conclusion. Continuing, "The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu," Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj says, "are unlimited. No one can properly describe his activities. Yet I make the attempt out of greed. This but reveals my shamelessness." And we shall end here because we are nearing the end of the chapter, and we shall, Krishna willing, end the chapter, read the end of the chapter next time, which will be very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.